In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. An announcement has been made by the state that it will provide free bottled water and water filters in the city of Benton Harbor while work continues to replace old lead water lines. The Reverend Edward Pinckney is the president of the Benton Harbor Community Water Council and says city officials first became aware of the problem 3 years ago when a resident had her water tested.
At that time, her water was over 300 parts per billion. We have had water as of today, 889 parts per billion, 605 parts per billion, 469 parts per billion. And the action level is 15, which is still too high.
The state action comes less than 2 weeks after about 20 groups urged the Biden administration to immediately step in. They say state officials have not adequately responded since the contamination was discovered 3 years ago in the black, mostly low-income community. Pinckney welcomed the news, but said it comes a bit late. State lawmakers have sent Governor Whitmer a budget, but she may veto some language that was added to the spending plan. Part of the budget calls for the state health department to provide more information before imposing emergency orders. Speaking at the Mackinac Policy Conference, Whitmer said her team will look over the entire $70 billion plan.
We've done an incredible amount with this budget, but our work's not done, of course. I mean, this was a critical time. It's got to be done before October 1st. It's going to be done before October 1st, but we're not leaving the table and waiting until next year's budget to continue conversations around the next set of investments.
Infrastructure and pay raises for care workers are some of the priorities. The governor and lawmakers also have to decide how to spend another $10 billion in federal COVID-19 funds. Michigan lawmakers who have finished passing the state budget will now turn to allocating an unprecedented amount of federal COVID-19 rescue funding, money that largely is flexible and can be spent however the state decides. Mary Whiteford of Casco Township chairs the House Appropriations Subcommittee for the Department of Health and Human Services.
I really put a lot of focus on children, seniors, so that they can have options to be able to have their days at home and not in facilities.
For months, Governor Whitmer has been proposing ways to allot $6.5 billion in discretionary funds approved by Congress and President Joe Biden. About $5.7 billion remain after budget negotiations and the enactment of two spending bills in July. In recent talks, legislators also left unspent $1.8 billion in non-discretionary federal coronavirus aid and $3 billion in state revenues. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.